This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The economic news of late has been quite good, actually. Inflation's way down. GDP looks like it's growing pretty well. Retailers are selling a bunch of stuff to consumers who keep on buying. Home builders are building. Just this morning, we learned first-time unemployment claims are down. But also today, a data point that is maybe not so encouraging, the Conference Board's monthly index of leading economic indicators. It was down in July, and it was down in June, and it was down in May, and it was down in April. It was down every month back to April of last year, which can't be good, can it? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is on the economic crystal ball beat for us today.
The Conference Board's Index of Leading Economic Indicators tracks 10 forward-looking measures, including permits for future home construction, stocks which anticipate future earnings, and upcoming orders for manufactured goods.
Basically what it does, it tells us where the economy is heading in the near term.
And where it's heading is down, says economist Yastena Zhabinska-Lamonica at the Conference Board.
16 months of declines is pretty significant, considering that the last time we've seen it was before the 2008 Great Recession.
But then she adds this caveat about her own index's predictive power right now.
It's been for a while that the LEI has been lighting up the red light and saying something is on horizon. However, we're still seeing those declines not bringing a recession.
If this recession happens, it will be the most predicted recession, like, ever.
Former Fed economist Claudia Sahm says the leading indicators have been a good predictor of past recessions, but the post-pandemic economy has been full of recession signals without a recession arriving, like GDP falling for two quarters last year.
That's also the case if you look at the sentiment measures, the yield curve,
which is inverted right now, yet another recession indicator. Eric Friedman at U.S. Bank says it is predictive up to a point.
There's this adage on Wall Street that yield curve inversions have predicted 8 of the last 5 recessions.
For her part, the Conference Board's Yastena Zhabinska-Lamonica is cautiously sticking with her prediction.
A very shallow and short recession coming in the fourth quarter, going to the beginning of 2024.
Shallow and short. In a world of unpredictable economics, let's hope that one turns out just like it sounds. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.